kept pulling Annie away. "Jack, the story!" cried Annie. "Of course," thought Jack, "the poet's story. This is definitely our darkest hour." He reached into his bag and pulled out the poet's scroll. He held the story up to the sky. "Save Annie!" he shouted. But Jack's voice was again lost in the roar of the race as the four-horse chariots barreled through the dust. Jack looked around wildly for someone or something to help them. Then suddenly the crowd fell silent. All heads turned to watch as a huge white horse galloped out of the dust. The crowd murmured with excitement and wonder. The white horse was the most beautiful animal Jack had ever seen. He was pulling an empty chariot, and he was galloping straight toward Jack. Chapter 9, Fly Away Home. The white horse stopped at the low wall by the edge of the track.
"He's come for us," cried Annie.
The guards stared in awe at the horse. Annie broke free and dashed over to Jack. He grabbed her hand and they ran to the horse. The guards shouted and started after them, but they were too late. Jack and Annie had already climbed over the wall and into the waiting chariot.
"Go, go, go!"
Annie cried to the huge white horse. The horse reared and pawed the air. The crowd stepped back from the wall. The guards froze. Jack looked up to where Plato was now standing. Plato smiled and waved at him. Then the white horse leaped forward, pulling the chariot behind him. Jack couldn't even wave back at Plato. All he could do was hold on tight as the horse galloped beside the Olympian.